Let's kick it.
Let's talk to Martha Mead with AAA Mid-Atlantic. Martha, I am glad you are with us today. Listen, I was driving around this morning, late yesterday evening. It seemed like things are in pretty good shape, you know, after what we went through on Sunday.
Well, that's the problem, actually. Things are in very good shape in some on some roadways, mm-hmm. but this morning things are icy. And it's the most dangerous kind of ice because it's that black ice where roads have been cleared, the temperature dropped, and all that moisture on the pavement then freezes. So from our standpoint, this morning will be here we go. We expect our calls to skyrocket this morning, primarily because everyone is digging out. And as we see with every storm, there is always overconfidence. So we're just really calling on everybody. You know, there is still ice all over roadways. We are seeing bridges closed. So just because a roadway looks perfectly clear, do not assume that there is not ice either on that roadway or underneath the snow.
So what's the advice? Drop it down 5 or 10 miles an hour and give extra space to the cars around you? Is that the number one thing you would recommend for people who have to be out today?
Well, you raise a great point. And when you say drop it down 5 or 10, it may be much more than that.
Oh.
I mean, we've seen a spike in just even without inclement weather and dangerous conditions, a spike in emergency responders on the side of the road or people who are broken down being hit or killed. We've seen that even with this storm. So the slow down move over law always applies. It gets a little trickier when there are roadways where perhaps only one lane is clear. So you might not be able to move over, but you can certainly slow down. And these emergency responders, you know, they deserve that kind of respect. They have no vehicle protecting them. And if you slide on ice, there's nothing you can do.
Oh, no. Once you tap the brake, if you're on the ice, it's not going to stop. You're going to keep moving and you've got no control over it. I guess that's one reason why we've, you know, whenever there's a snowstorm, we have rescues and the like. But I'm looking at some data that says what there were nearly 400 snow rescues since Sunday. That seems crazy high. How does that track with previous experiences?
Yeah, it is crazy high, and but we see double, triple, obviously, normal numbers in situations like this.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, it's someone who's stuck trying to get out of their driveway, and sometimes, obviously, it's someone who is in danger on the interstate or in a ditch.
Right, yeah.
Or, you know, because of crash. So we do always prioritize in these situations calls to get to those who are in harm's way first. So we do ask for patience with that as we get to everyone, because we know what's going to happen in the minutes and hours to come.
Yeah. Do you have any tips that you offer in general for folks, especially the first snow of the season? A lot of people forget to, well, you know, they know to scrape the window, but they forget to scrape the roof of the car. So then, you know, a mile down the road, you wind up with huge chunks of ice slamming into somebody else's vehicle.
Right.
And, you know, we kept reminding people about that last year because we were getting stories of damaged vehicles and people who were sliding on the road because they couldn't see.
Well, and that goes along with what we just talked about, with slowing down and moving over and having respect for emergency responders. If you have a huge piece of snow that is now a huge piece of ice fly off of your car and crash into the windshield of another car going 5 miles an hour or more, or even sitting still, which wouldn't happen, obviously, unless because it would slide. But, you know, you're putting someone else's life in danger, and it's just because you didn't take the time to clear the car.
Mm-hmm.
You also see people who clear just a little hole that they can see through in the front. What about your side? What about the back? You're not able to see through that. either. So, yeah, our advice is obviously clear the car. Don't pour hot water on it. Don't use metal objects to chip the ice. Be smart about how you do it. And when preparing for the storm, of course, the two big things always are make sure your car is in good working order, that you have tires with good grip, and that you have that emergency kit. Because if you're stranded and you're assuming that just like on a normal day that you're just going to, you know, throw a top coat on and go in and not need hats and gloves and snacks and water bottles and things to stay safe and comfortable, right, as comfortable as possible if you get stranded. So it's important. And it also to get you out, to help get yourself out.
Yeah. This is the reason to bundle up in case you wind up stuck. Martha Mead from AAA Mid-Atlantic. I know it's a busy time for you and appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.